Well, like any good Monday morning here on Breakfast, we're going to talk some new music. We're going to give you a little bit of a taste of just some of the great tracks you're going to be hearing right across 2SER all this week. Mr. Andrew Kadoury is our music director, and he's in to give you the lowdown on the new tunes. A very good morning, sir.
And a good Monday morning to you too, Nick.
What have you got for us on this gorgeous day?
Well, the first thing I've got is something that's coming out this Friday, and it's been quite well anticipated. It's the new album from Jen Cloher out of Melbourne. It's self-titled, and it got a little bit of hoo-ha around this one because it's an album that surrounds her relationship with her partner, who has quite a higher profile than her, and that's what this album surrounds. What happens when your musician partner, who in this instance happens to be Courtney Barnett, travels all around the world, becomes huge, and leaves you in Melbourne at home? So that's what this album is about, you know.
Wow.
So it's quite beautiful, quite sad, quite stark, quite unflinching, and really tough. Now, over the last couple of albums, Jen Cloher really toughened her sound up. When she started making records, they had quite a polish to them. They were very carefully crafted songs. And then her last album, basically, she got tough. And it really suited her, and she just became this very stark lyricist, very direct. And that's what she's exploring again on this album, but with a very specific purpose. It revolves around this relationship. And there's a song on this album called Dark Art. Loving You is a Dark Art is the main refrain from this song. And it's kind of the mantra for the album, I think. And it's a really layered, complex, but also quite direct record that'll keep you thinking with more listens. Let's have a listen now. This is Sensory Memory.
People ask me why I don't go on the road with you. I tell them here's a day in the life of a touring muse. So early morning flight, press all day, city through.
Now, obviously, a lot of music comes from a very personal space for a lot of musicians, but it is always quite unusual to hear it so literally personal.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. I mean, you heard the lyrics there. She's talking about touring and morning flights and stuff like that. The banality of being a musician.
Amazing.
Being on the road, and actually how that screws with your head, especially when your loved one is doing that for, you know, most of the 12 months of the year.
Yeah, that's got to be really tough. And look, I love Jen Cloher's sound. I really do. You're right. She has toughened up a lot, but that voice is still just absolutely on the money for me.
Yeah, I think she's really hit a stride on this record and her last one. I really think that she's just found her thing, and she's just going to keep going with it and keep going with it. And I think this album's going to make its mark quite considerably.
I'm looking forward to it. What's up next?
Well, next up is quite a different beast. It's out of Melbourne still. It's Ham Jam.
Ham Jam?
Now, look, let me give you a little hint about this kind of record. It's called ASL. Okay? So let me tell you who Ham Jam is. Ham Jam is Hamish Ram from Methyl Ethyl. So he's the ham in the jam.
Right.
And the jam is James Ireland from Pond.
Oh.
So they've come together as Ham Jam for this debut collaboration on the Bedroom Suck label. Now, I was thinking about this as I was listening to this, and I was thinking, you know, when you and I went to uni, we probably, you know, there were people that, you know, they dressed up as goths because they were into that kind of sound, The Cure, the Joy Divisions thing, that kind of stuff. Or, you know, they were really into The Doors and things like that, and they wore the paisley shirts and grew their hair long and wore the beads and things like that. Or, you know, maybe the Stone Roses, they were wearing the baggy hats. You know, I think maybe there's a legion of people who are dressed up as their parents when they're going to university these days, Nick, because I'm hearing a lot of music that sounds like these kids have just been listening to their 80s parents' music collections, because this one is just pop that slides along really slickly on that kind of polished sound that's knowingly cheesy, that kind of 80s synth vibe. And I think what Ham Jam have done, now don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying this.
Like, right. Yeah.
They've kind of created this fantasy space that I think a lot of bands are. It's like, what if we put Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears in a room and made them create some narcotic syrupy love jams? And that's what I think this album is. Have a listen to this track, Good Day, and tell me if you agree.
From
syrupy in the extreme.
It is. I've got Kiss on my list there. I've got Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and I'm somewhere caught between sincerity and irony on this record. It's from Ham Jam. It's called ASL. Which, you know, is, you know, the online dating tag. So there's kind of some crazy, weird things going on this record. It's fun. It's funny. And, you know, they do know their way around a melody, I have to say.
They sure do. It's an interesting collaboration. I wouldn't have thought of those two getting together, but Ham Jam.
There you go.
I'm going to have a lot of fun saying it. What do we want to go out with?
We want to go out with something probably a little bit more serious. Now, at my place, the Aldous Harding album, Party, that we featured a little while ago here on 2SER, is on constant rotation still. It really has dug deep, and I really love this album. And it made me think, what else is John Parrish, the producer of this album, who really brought out the best in Aldous Harding and has been one of the main collaborators for PJ Harvey? Of course, he produced a couple of years ago another album for a Melbourne songwriter, Laura Jean, who made that connection for Aldous Harding with John Parrish. And I was thinking, wow, he is an incredibly interesting musician and producer. What's he up to? So did a little search. And he's been involved in this album, which is the fourth, for a Paris-based British songwriter called Kate Stables, who has a very loose music collective that's been going for about 10 years called This Is The Kit. So when I say a loose collective, she's gathered musicians from all over the place, and they've included The National's Aaron Dessner on some albums. So like I say, they're on album number 4. It's called Moonshine Freeze, and I've been really into this album all week. It's very idiosyncratic, really interesting rhythms, what I would think of as very magnetic indie folk songs with lyricism that's part surreal, part direct, and has this really individual spirit that I am just completely drawn to when I listen to this record. It just keeps turning me over and over and making me think again and again. So I wanted to go out with a track from this album. It's called Moonshine Freeze. As I said, it's produced by John Parrish, who's worked a lot with PJ Harvey. PJ Harvey's main foil, really, over a very long period. So I thought we'd go out with a track from This Is The Kid. It's called All Written In Numbers.
Let's give it a go. Andrew Cadore, thank you very much. We'll do this again next Monday.
Thanks, and see you next week. Seven for the seven stars. 7